Tony St. James is a fellow farm broadcaster of ours from Floydada, Texas, and operates an agricultural network that takes in a good bit of that state. Had the opportunity to get on the line yesterday with Sid Miller, the state commissioner of agriculture for Texas, talking about damage thus far from Hurricane Harvey. Some crops, he's been able to actually get some ideas on what the damage is. Livestock, still very much up in the air.
Some of the concerns for the rural aspect of it, of course, we are concerned that that storm came across Belize and the Yucatan and up the coast of Mexico there. Last time we had one do that, about 15 years ago, it picked up boll weevils and then dropped them all. It dissipated out over West Texas, and we were reinfested again. So we're going to be monitoring that and just get the word out there to all your cotton farmers. Make absolutely sure we have a complete stalk destruction this time, more important this time than probably ever before. Sometimes when we don't have a problem, we get a little lax about it, but now's not the time to do that. The coastal plains down there had a bumper crop, an excellent crop. It was about 75 or 80% harvested, maybe 30% of it. That was at the gin. Modules destroyed, ripped down. I saw some that were only about 6 inches left of them. Ripped the tarps off. The round bales, the newer technology, course covered, but they're soaked. We're going to have cottonseed sprouting in those bales, and of course the quality is going to go way down, and a lot of those modules won't be recovered. They're total loss. So best estimate so far is, and this could change, about $150 million loss the cotton industry down there on the coastal plains. Rice farmers down there were about 75% harvested. What's left is probably gone. They hit pretty hard. Grain sorghum, a lot of it was in the bin, but some of those bins are some of them destroyed, some of them leaking. So we've got some quality issues there, especially with the grain sorghum that's left in the field. So livestock, we don't have any numbers on yet. We're looking for cattle panels down there to set up some temporary holding pens in Brazoria County and different counties down there. We're coordinating with the Animal Health Commission and the other state agencies. We all have a purpose. We all work together very well. Texas is well prepared, Tony. I'll tell you, we're pretty resilient. When the sun does pop out, we'll be back up and going, and Texas won't be waiting on the government to come bail them out. We're getting right after it. So it's a tough time, you know, in our state, and this thing's not over yet. Looks like we're going to get hammered a lot more, and just ask everybody out there to keep the Harvey victims in your prayers and your thoughts. Any way you can help out, we'll do that.
Sid Miller, State Commissioner of Agriculture for Texas. Let's switch gears, get on over to Dr. David Anderson now, talk specifically about the beef cattle into the cattle business. This is a very important area for the beef cattle industry that you find in southeastern Texas.
You know, this storm has hit, and the flooding has hit in a really important area in terms of beef cow numbers. What I did was I took the 54 counties as of Sunday that were in the declared disaster area, and I went to USDA's cattle inventory statistics, and those that publish county level data on beef cow inventory, and those 54 counties account for over 1.2 million beef cows, which is a good 27% of our total beef cow inventory in the state. So those are cows that's just beef cows, but animals that are in those declared disaster counties. And of course, given that it's August, there's plenty of calves out there too, I think it's fair to say. So there's certainly a significant portion of our beef cow inventory that's in some harm's way. And it, you know, it's too early to talk about impacts or disaster or any, you know, it's obvious that it is, but it's a little too early to talk about some numbers. But I think kind of tell us how many, you know, how many of those cows are out there, does put it in some perspective, I think, from beef cattle anyway, how big this is for the rest of us.
Yeah, again, It's easy to think of the cattle numbers being large, you know, up in the panhandle, but especially with large operations and some of those large ranches, you've got obviously the King Ranch down at Kingsville. And from what I'm hearing from those guys, a lot of rain, but maybe it's moved on up the coast.
I think that's true. I think from looking at the map where it hit, it sort of drifted up the coast there, and at least at this point, supposed to go back out in the Gulf and come back in. So, you know, there's a lot of cows. You know, if you think about it, there's a lot of cows even in Harris County, which includes Houston. There's a lot of cows tucked away in small places there, but plenty of big ranches too along the Gulf Coast. You know, really all the way up the coast when you get to Liberty and Chambers and Jefferson County. Jefferson is Beaumont. There's a lot of cows in those counties in southeast Texas, and so there's going to be a lot of impacted ranchers, I think, along that whole Gulf Coast area. You know, some of your listeners may have seen the video I saw on Twitter of the guys herding the cows up the streets in Dayton, Texas. Dayton's in Liberty County, east of Houston. They were moving the cows right up the street, right through town. So, people getting a lot of things done to make do in this pretty difficult time.
Dr. David Anderson, Extension Livestock Market Economist with Texas AgriLife, Texas A&M University. He's based in College Station, where they've gotten a lot of rain, of course, even more just to their south as well. If you want to help the cattle producers, especially in Texas, one way to do that is to go to the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers website, tscra.org. They've got a link for their disaster relief fund. They're going to be putting that money down to help those farmers recover, those ranchers recover from these floods as a result of Hurricane and Tropical Storm Harvey. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.